April 19th, Psalm 15.
A Psalm of David. O Lord, who shall sojourn in your tent? Who shall dwell on your holy hill? He who walks blamelessly and does what is right and speaks truth in his heart, who does not slander with his tongue and does no evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but who honors those who fear the Lord, who swears to his own hurt and does not change, who does not put out his money at interest, and does not take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved.
A Life of Integrity, Douglas Sean O'Donnell. This psalm begins by addressing God with a question expressed in two ways. Who shall sojourn in your tent? Who shall dwell on your holy hill? Psalm 15, verse 1. If you had read Psalm 14 before reading Psalm 15, you might expect the answer to these questions would be no one, since we are all too sinful. But that is not the answer that Psalm 15 gives to these all-important questions. Nor is the answer messianic, that only the coming Christ can dwell there. Instead, the psalm answers the question by listing 9 marks of holiness. The best way to make sense of this list is not as a kingdom entrance exam, but rather as a kingdom ethics report card. Those who are part of God's kingdom, that is, those who have taken refuge in the Lord, understand well enough the opening decree of the next psalm, "I have no good apart from you," Psalm 16, verse 2. However, as is plain here in Psalm 15 and elsewhere in Scripture, God's saints seek to imitate God. As Christian men, we are to look to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, as we run with endurance the race that is set before us, knowing that without holiness no one will see the Lord, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. And the way we run the race is by following Jesus Christ the righteous, trusting that He is the propitiation for our sins, and walking in the same way in which He walked, 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. Some of the steps of that walk are described in the attributes and actions listed in Psalm 15. Being in a right relationship with God shows itself in being in a righteous relationship with our neighbors. For example, how do we handle our tongue? Do we speak truth, respect other believers, and keep our promises, or do we slander our neighbor and reproach even a friend? And how do we handle money? Do we act with open-handedness and big-heartedness, or are we greedy for gain, no matter the means? As Jesus would later teach, it is our tongue and our wallet that best demonstrate the authenticity of our relationship with the Father. God's children love God by loving others, and such righteous living assures our hearts before the Holy Lord who dwells in unapproachable light.